Revolution.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the turn. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori, we're Tori, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left. We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be – Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. Let's go! We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah,
So we low from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Love. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The moment continues.
How you doing, Big Jammy?
Amazing.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this Thursday, March 13th, 2025. We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, March is self-care. And I've been going through a lot. Even now, with the transformation of just getting myself better at self-care. And I thank y'all for being on the journey with me. I thank y'all for being on the journey with me, and I hope that you're on your self-care journey this month. Because every day when I start the show, like I said, I've been kind of bringing up things to kind of talk about self-care in different ways. Yesterday we talked about exercise. The other day we talked about diet. We talked about stress. We talked about your friends, people you have around you, you know, things like that. We talk about things that, you know, we sometimes we get in a place in life where we just get tired. We just get tired, and we got to start figuring out from being tired, how do we manage self-care? So I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Tory Lowe Show. This is Self-Care Month. March is Self-Care Month right here on the Tory Lowe Show. And today I want to focus on checkups. Regular checkups. And I'll tell you this. When I was coming up, Grandma would, you know, she would make sure I had my dentist appointments and, you know, I would get checkups, things like that. But as I got older and started getting involved in life and doing things, I didn't get as many checkups as I got older. Like when I started getting into my teens and in my 20s and my 30s, I wasn't getting the checkups like I was when I was growing up. So I think that many times we mismanage ourselves by just kind of purely not really thinking ahead like that. And many times later in life, due to not having the checkups to get ahead of it, it all collides. All the problems and the health problems all just start to collide on us and collapse on us. And then we go to the for one of these checkups because we're not feeling well. And then we get the bad news or the doctor starts saying, hey, this is what's wrong with you. You need to try to turn this over. You need to try to work to improve this part of your body to make yourself better. And so I think a lot of people start doing it then. But I think that we got to get more ahead of the curve. So I'm happy that I'm in the mindful space of just adding self-care to my to-do list. And checkups is definitely on that list. And the reason is preventative care. Regular checkups enable healthcare professionals to detect potential health issues before they become severe. You know, kind of getting ahead of it. You know, early signs. A lot of times when I got people that go to the doctor when they get really sick or something got to be extremely wrong, well, then they get the bad news that they probably around a stage 4 idea where it could be a lot of work to try to turn it around, or you may not even be able to turn it around.
You need the early detection. Checkups can lead to that early detection of health problems, allowing for timely intervention and improving treatment outcomes. Even if you go to find that there's an issue, and then you, even if you don't want to take the medication, you can still figure out what the issue is and add some home remedies. You may want to use grandma home remedies or Dr. CB home remedies. You may want to, since you know what it is, you may can kind of go the holistic route and try to fix it. Or you want to, you know, listen to the doctor and do the pharmaceutical. Whatever, however you want to do it, you can get ahead of it. And you can detect it early so you can apply some action. Also, it improves your mental health. Regular health checkups provide opportunities to discuss mental health concerns, giving guidance and access and resources to managing stress and anxiety. You know, when you got a pain and it's chronic, sometimes you can get stressed out because you really don't know what it is. But man, I got this pain in my side. It won't go away, or the pain in my back, or, you know, in my chest. It's really not going away. It could cause stress because then your mind gets to wondering. Now you're starting to tell people I love you because you're starting to go over the top being paranoid. You know, you don't have to do all of that. We got to start being more preventative. Also, on the other foot, if you do have regular checkups, it reduces health anxiety. It just reduces the anxiety. It enhances self-awareness, you know, increase motivation to know that you're healthy. You know, when y'all get them tests back and they say that, you know, you ain't got it. You know, I mean, it ain't funny, but, you know, you feel good. Hey. I'm good. Now you're walking a little better, chest up. Hey, you feel good knowing that you're healthy, okay? Now, but it is some legitimate reasons why people don't go get checkups. There's some reasons now, and I done heard them. And the one is I ain't got no health insurance. I ain't got no insurance. I ain't got no dental insurance. I don't have a program to go get an eye exam. Check my eyeballs out. I don't have the insurance. So that's a valid reason. You know, another one is historical trauma and mistrust. You know, stories like Tuskegee syphilis study and other medical atrocities have been contributed to ongoing mistrust and medical. You know, people that just don't want to do the medical side. It's, you know, I'll say this. My granddaddy would go to the hospital in extreme pain. That's when he would go. He would lay down. First of all, I knew something wasn't right when he wasn't sitting on the porch. I knew because his buddies would be outside and he would be in the house. And I would come home and I would see all his buddies out hanging out, because no matter what happens, if granddaddy came outside or not, his buddies would always be on the porch, or if it was cold, they would be in the car running the heat outside in front of the house. I called him the Porch Club. That's what I called him and his buddies. We called them the Porch Club. They stayed on the porch. So I knew when I didn't see granddaddy on the porch and I would go in the house and I would see him laying in the bed, something wasn't right. Something wasn't right. So by him being the man he is, he was quiet about it. And then grandma would have to come and tell me and whoever would help that we got to pick him up, put him in the car, and we had to take him to the hospital because he was in there trying to take it like a man. But we trying to get around it. We trying to get over that. It's reasons, though. You know, he grew up in a time where they was experimenting. Some of y'all got experimented on during COVID. I don't know. Hey, depending on how you looking at it, I guess. Hey, depending on what side you're listening to. This was one of the most interesting things that I've seen. And this is another reason why people may be kind of hesitant to hit to the doctor. Systematic racism, Benjamin. Systematic racism within the healthcare system can result in inadequate care, dismissive of people's concerns, dismissing people's concerns, pain levels. A woman may say her pain level is at a 10, and they may think it's some studies that said that they felt like we could take more pain, Benjamin. Deterring black people from seeking medical care. So it's a lot of things that we could talk about when it comes to the ideal of getting a checkup. But I'll tell you this, our body sometimes need maintenance. And sometimes if you can get ahead, especially as we get older, especially as we consume some of the foods we eat, our diets and things like that, they can project your health by your diet. Some of the outcomes. Matter of fact, they tell you now on the label and some of the things we do, it say it might cause health issues and you still going to do it. Smoking, they tell you, might cause cancer. In California, now they got the label on the restaurants that say it may cause certain health issues if you eat this kind of food, and people still going in to eat it. They still going to take a couple bites off of it and knowing that this may be the situation, that harm could come. That's all I'm saying. So at the end of the day, we have to be mindful, especially when it comes to self-care. We have to be strategic, and we have to plan. You know, we have to make sure we plan it out, because at the end of the day, when you land on your back, when you land on your back, Truth Nation, you're going to find out who really there for you. You're going to find out who your true friends are, and that's a bad time to find out. So you want to stay healthy as long as possible. You might end up in one of these, maybe in the housing. You might end up in Hackle. You know how they do the elderly and the old people in Hackle. They got the bed bugs in there. Or you might end up at one of these nursing homes where you're being mistreated. And, you know, you got to call Tory Lowe. Because I'm coming. And I do it all day. I do it all the time. I check on my people. That's why half of the time when these callers be calling in, they fall flat because they full of hot air. But they ain't got no steps out here. They ain't keeping up with no steps. They steps is off. Benjamin, you been getting your checkups.
Why are you putting the spotlight on me?
Because you in the studio.
Is it because I'm a black man? Or are you targeting me?
No,
right
I'm
now?
Not targeting you. I think the system targeting you.
No, bro.
I just think your voice needs to be heard.
I do go get my checkups. I get my checkups from time to time, Tori.
So, and then the thing is, you know, when you don't have insurance, it makes it difficult to do certain things like the eye exams and the dental exams. You know, but I see a lot of free clinics, too. It's a lot of free clinics in the community, too. So, like I said, I mean, if you look hard enough, there are free clinics where you can go and get checked out and things like that. You know what I mean? And so we can get around the insurance idea if you really look it. If you know, it may not be the maximum care, but it's some type of care out there if you don't have the insurance. When we talk about the black community, all I'm saying is if you really focus, you can achieve self-care if that's the goal, no matter what situation you're in. We're out of free clinics here in Milwaukee. It's one on the east side. Not really a city girl says, It's one on the east side because when I first came home back to Milwaukee, I went to it. Let me see.
Is this like a free STD clinic? Is
no,
this
that, a... no, that's Planned Parenthood.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think they'll give you a check.
Yeah.
It's a clinic that's off of East Capitol.
Let's see. I'm going to see if I can look it up because I think this is something that people need to know.
Hold on.
East Capitol Drive, Milwaukee, East.
Hold on. I'm going to get it there because I when I first came
home. Is it Outreach Community Health Center?
Yeah. Outreach Community Health Center. What's the address?
The address for Outreach Community Health Centers is... this is West Capitol. So 220 West Capitol Drive, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They also have other ones, though, too, another location.
But that's the one that I know that's on the north side that I went to, and they was able to... Get me in the right direction.
Oh, you know what? The one you might be talking about on East Capitol must be Milwaukee County Access Clinic. Because it's on East Capitol.
And is it one on Brady Street? Who?
I guess Noni Juice keeps it juicy out here, so she knows about the one over there on Brady.
Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, man. Shoot, you
ugly bitch, Jeremy.
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, wow.
She know about them clinics?
Well, I definitely know it's the outreach is over there off of Capitol, over there by the cross from the Popeyes over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that area. So, like I said, these are places that I had to, you know, when I first came home getting myself together, I went over there. Well, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Hey, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
And now I'm here, and you're sitting there cold stairs, wishing was here, when back then I'll be right there, but I had a little treat myself there, cause you never could've. And ever since, I chose to stay true. Say motherfucker me, no motherfucker you. You couldn't trust me, I couldn't trust you, but you never should've. And now I'm here, and you're sitting there cold stairs, wishing was here, when back then I'll be right there, but I had a little treat myself there, cause you never could've. And you never woulda, cause I have to take shots if you ever coulda. And a couple K dots and a couple J rocks. I watch a top dog like a tank top, and it's
on 101. Seven of Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Ben Jeremy on the ones and twos. Hey, look. Good news for consumers. The annual inflation is at the lowest level in over 3 years. A positive sign for the economy. Now, this is CNN. Benjamin. And the only reason I looked at the CNN article, because they criticized Donald Trump. They go hard on Donald Trump. But I guess they good news for consumers. The inflation dips below 3%. This is what they're saying. We got a CNN article on this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. We got video. Let's listen.
She expressed to CNN her keen sense of how her customers were dealing with inflation.
If people have a choice to buy eggs or food and gifts, we still expect them to buy food for their families. But like I said, our doors are still open, so we're grateful for that.
Davis and her customers could be breathing a little easier tonight. According to the U.S. government, price hikes slowed down in July. The Consumer Price Index, a key barometer of inflation, rose just 2.9% for the 12 months ending in July, the first time prices have gone up less than 3% in more than 3 years.
This is the first time I think economists can look you in the eye and say, it looks like that inflation surge is behind us.
Pay increases are outpacing price increases. So the ability
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Look, let's see if it's moving in a positive direction, Benjamin. Let us see what happens. It's a lot going on. It's only been 50 days. But they're saying, hey, the needle is moving. The needle is moving and grooving, Benjamin.
No, and honestly, you know what, Tori? I want this to be a good thing for us. You know, I want this to be a good thing. I mean, ultimately, I saw a report stating now that Donald Trump may just go ahead and get taxes removed for anybody who makes less than $150,000 annually.
Yeah, I heard that too. You know,
so we may not have to pay taxes to the feds no more, and hey, I'm with that.
Look, let me tell you something.
My coins.
Let them cook. I keep telling people, let him cook. Let's see what he do. And it's only been 50 days. Let's see what happens. I mean, I think I'm going to give my biggest opinion after the 100th day. That's when I'm going to give all my opinions, because I can't go with the back and forth and the media and things like that. And then it seems like when something happens positive, somebody's going to always find something negative to say. But at the end of the day, when you look at the whole ideal of the first 100 days, you want to make sure that, you know, we get to that point, because then I'm going to give my heavy opinion. Because I'd have been listening, Benjamin. I've been listening, you know. And the thing is, when we talk about our government, you know, some people just don't care. Like, they agendized, what I call agendized. It's just whatever the other agenda, whatever their agenda they serve and say, that's what they're there for. And I can't get with it on no side. Because anytime it trumps residents and citizens and the betterment of the people, the taxpayers that are out here trying to, you know, live and survive and work every day. If your ideas trump that for the greater good of the people that y'all trying to serve, I can't go with that. If it's good for us, if things drop, if it goes the way that we want as citizens to try to live and fulfill our dreams, I'm with it. But I don't go against no ideas, you know, of mine when I talk about being an advocate. Now, I'll say this. A lot of people be talking every day trying to find angles and fear-mongering and things like that. I've been listening. But I tell people, let Trump cook. Let's see. And if in 100 days I'm not as satisfied, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. I'm going to say it. I don't even need y'all to say it, because I'm going to say it. But right now, it's just a bunch of fear-mongering going on. A lot of extra, you know. And then they keep it moving. The funny, see, I'm trying to keep us, I'm trying to keep this show moving, Benjamin. But I'm going to tell you this. I didn't see folks flat out say stuff, and then it was proven wrong, and then they continued to do it. They this is what they do. You're just trying to push a narrative. You're not trying to talk about and discuss the things and the ideas we need to be talking about. You're trying to push an agenda. That's it. That's all people do. They pushing agendas now. They don't care what's happening positive on the ground for us as people. And that's sad. That's sad. I think it's trash. But, hey, do you. Do you. Hey, God bless you. But when we come back, we're at a Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com. 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kerry Noni and Benjamin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
One on one, seven the truth. Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Kerry Noni Juice. Juice World.
Yeah, yeah, I was keeping it juicy,
y'all.
Hey. No, I need to hop on you. I need to hop on you, bro.
What are you here talking about, fam?
No, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, oh, she keep it juicy so she know where all the STD clinics is at.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what? Is that all you learned in our last conversation?
You bogus. I have to drive past Brady Street a lot, so that's what I be seeing.
I mean, hey.
Down Brady Street. So y'all talk about where people can get checked up for STDs, and I know that there's a place on Brady Street on the east side.
That sounds like a plausible excuse.
Whatever.
If you've been there before, it's okay, bro.
Whatever, Phil.
If you've been to
have you been there before?
I've been to the one in Milwaukee. I've been to the one in Racine before.
Okay, good. As you should.
I thought I had something, needed to go get a checkup.
Good, as you should.
I'm being a responsible adult. Like,
I'm just saying, you over here can't keep it juicy. Carrie know where the STD clinic is at. You know what type of she be on.
Yeah, you keeping it juicy out here in the streets, flooding the streets.
No, because you making my juicy name. Juice. You tainting my juicy name.
I'm not taking the name, bro. You just keeping it juicy, bro. Yeah. I mean, that's part of you keeping it juicy. You're supposed to know everything. Yeah, you be out here in these streets.
Oh, wow. All
right, flooding the streets with juice. That's what you be doing.
Okay, Mr. Jamming.
It's all good, man. I'm compromised, though, right?
Yeah, you are compromised.
All right. You keep telling us about these STD clinics then. We're going to see who compromised.
Why don't you do your job and turn the cameras on? How about that?
The camera's been? Oh.
Exactly. Oh.
We had malfunctions over here. We had a little malfunction, Truth Nation.
Shout out to Miriam in the YouTube chat hopping on you saying, turn the cameras on, turn the cameras on. Oh, on your Kendrick Lamar.
I'm about to turn the TVs off on y'all.
Oh, wow.
Playing with me. I'm behind the scenes.
He was so ready to dive into you, he forgot that he was producing.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
She the one who started it.
How y'all feeling today?
Hey, pal.
Keeping as you say.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Check this out. Lil Yachty.
Lil Boat.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Boat.
Lil Yachty. He came out and said that BLM was a scam.
Did he say that?
He said it, but it's late. It's late. Because I said it in 2020.
Yeah.
And it took him 5 years later to figure it out.
Dang.
But he said it was a scam.
You know what? I did see that clip, T-Lo. I did see that clip. And it was him on the show with, what is the girl's name? Dang, I forgot the girl's name, but it's a black girl. And she has like a show that she does where she cooks with different, you know, stars and stuff like that. Right. I originally saw her when she was cooking with Duke Dennis.
Kaya.
It ain't cooking
with
Kaya.
No, it's not cooking with Kaya. I forgot what her name is. It's blanking me right now.
But you know who Kaya is.
I do know who Kaya. Hey, Kaya made a really good name for herself for that week.
Hey.
I don't know where she went, but she definitely made a good impression on the people with the time that she had.
She's not around
no more?
Going
viral. I haven't seen her. I mean, ain't nobody I know seen her. Have you seen her?
Cooking with Kaya, she has left the TikTok alone.
Yeah, just like Anaya Robinson. Where's she at? Have we ever figured out where she was going
to
be?
Honestly, I literally was trying to do my research on where Anaya Robinson is. If y'all don't know who Anaya Robinson is, she is a New Yorker who left, went over to Pakistan to find love, went over there,
right?
Catfished a gentleman. His family didn't want anything to do with her. She ended up staying in Pakistan, promising Pakistan that, hey, give me $100,000. I will build up the infrastructure here in Pakistan. Her cry went viral. So many people saw her as entertaining, including your boy Benjamin. I went down the rabbit hole with her. And the last thing that we knew about Anaya Robinson is she was leaving Pakistan and had a layover flight in Dubai.
Didn't she get arrested in Dubai?
We don't
allegedly,
know.
Allegedly, she
because you
she
know
got,
they don't play.
Yeah,
Dubai do not play.
They saying she never showed up in no records, like as far as being arrested. So now the girl missing.
Yeah, she is actually missing. She's a missing person.
Yes.
I mean, Tori, maybe you can find her.
You know, I'm by request. So I don't go out there looking for nobody.
She the queen of Pakistan, bro.
Somebody got to call me and give me some details. I got to go through a whole, you know, rabbit hole with the whole situation. And then I'll say, all
right.
Right.
But regardless of that,
can y'all imagine that, though? Tori going across seas to find people?
Legendary.
Like, that'd be crazy.
You know?
Could you see yourself doing that?
If they call me.
You would actually do it, bro?
If they call me and I understand what's happening, I mean, I think that, you know, you kind of gather all the details. And many times when you, after that, then you say, okay, I can do X, Y, and Z.
Like they have you out there in Abu Dhabi.
Because you got to formulate a plan. Then you got to research the area. You can't just run off to Dubai just because you want to do something.
Man, T-Lo is for the people. Yeah. Remember?
Well, that's true. I mean, I would like
the laws is
for the
different.
Neighborhood Negro. Come on now.
The laws is different down there. I think if you cuss in public or something.
Yeah, that's
and she was out there cussing.
You could go to jail.
Talking crazy to the man.
She was cussing. She was yelling at the men. She was smoking cigarettes.
She may not be around.
You know what I'm saying?
She also told them, like, play with me if you want to.
Yeah, and she threatened them, too.
Yeah.
In Dubai.
That don't work like that.
Nah, they don't play like that
at all. So it's like, girl, you can't be doing all of that, but getting back to the original point,
keeping it juicy,
talking about Yachty. I did see him say that on that cooking show, and he ain't wrong.
Right.
He ain't wrong. It's unfortunate that you know, people did put money towards that organization, and that is what they ended up doing with it, you know, because not every black organization out here is trying to just scam people,
yeah,
but it's giving black organizations a bad look sometimes.
But BLM was a huge thing, you know, political machine. And I said this back in the day, it's on record. Y'all can look up Tory Lowe and how I felt about Black Lives Matter. I said this, that these people was crooked.
Mm-hmm.
And people was getting mad at me because I was saying it when I watched it develop in my neighborhood.
Right.
And so at that time, everybody was kind of like, let's give this a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and so I took a lot of heat for that. But I'm made like that.
Right.
I'm
right.
built like that. Mm-hmm. If I see something that's detrimental, I don't have to wait to the end when they take the money and run.
Yeah.
I can see the development off the top. Like, this don't.
They ain't moving right.
This ain't nothing that we, you know, mm-hmm. organic to what we do.
Right.
I know what's organic to black.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we move organically and how that looks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see something that's manufactured and paid for, my antennas go up. Who right. paying for it? Because it ain't us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we ain't paying for it, how is it going to benefit us in the end? If we ain't paying for it, then they using us.
And it's just, it really does make me upset, and it makes me sad, because it's one of those situations, and some people might say, oh, you can't compare the two. But I feel like, similarly to, let's say, the Me Too movement, right? There are women who actually were assaulted and who actually have been harassed by, you know, men or women or whoever, right? But then part of that, you have people who are lying. People right. who are lying about the things that they have experienced when it comes to sexual harassment just for the benefit of themselves.
Right.
And so it makes you kind of look at women who speak up almost like, hey, should we believe you? Should we not? And I think that's kind of what's happening now as far as new organizations that might pop up. We might feel some type of distrust from even
just
wanting
like
to
the medical,
participate with
in
them.
In the medical field, systematic yeah. racism. All right, so I'll say this, you know.
Do you think that Black Lives Matter was like a fake outcry?
I said it was. It was a political movement for the liberals to get Joe Biden in office. That's what I said in 2020.
So?
That's what I said. It's on record. Like,
I know it's on record.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, that.
What you say?
Well, he don't get upset. He sound like he got a little.
What did you say?
He called me a Negro because I said it's on record. But the thing is, you know, he probably believed in it. He probably got his feelings
he
hurt.
He probably gave some money
so,
to
so what
him.
Saying, yeah, he probably gave some money
he
to him. That's what he talking
about.
Don't take it out on me. Go to Calabasas and get your money.
Oh, I tell you.
He said you called him a Negro?
Yeah. Yeah, he felt some type of way in his spirit.
No, I was just saying, like, because, hey. You know, and I do get it, though, because ultimately it was co-opted to ultimately just be a program where I would actually say it was a pyramid scheme just for three people to ultimately get rich. That's what ended up happening.
Well, you know,
I think people's emotions were real,
I think that they tried to deliver, and I think that they got paid after they delivered what the mission was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think that they were successful at the agenda that they was after.
And they used the moment, and they used the people who actually do care about, you know, black people and wanting to do good and wanting to see us succeed. They used that, you know, and they leveraged it to their own,
right.
you know, advantages. And that's the part where I'm like, dang, now it makes it look like us as a people are just crooked.
Well,
you
I'll
know?
Say this.
And I can agree with that.
I had to deal with the aftermath of Black Lives Matter. I had to deal with the people, the bodies that they left on the ground. Like, a lot of those things, a lot of these young people was going to jail. And so they was coming to my office, and their parents was calling me because, you know, I'm an advocate, and they was saying how, I guess it was some groups, they were supposed to have lawyers, and they were supposed to bail them out. So they was geeking these people up, and they was doing these things in the, you know, as far as in the name of, you know, justice, Black Lives Matter. So they was going to jail,
mm-hmm.
and nobody was bailing them out. So I got to deal with that end of it. And then a couple of them committed suicide.
Damn,
a couple of these good. Guys, one guy, Appleton, you know, and then it was another guy that came down from, and he committed suicide. So these are where the things that were going on behind the scenes if you was out here looking.
I was going to say, what was you finna say? Because I know you got something slick to say.
No, I just wanted to know, do y'all think, do y'all think there could ever be another, like, Black Lives Matter movement, so to speak? Like, because I think, again, when...
It can't be in plain sight, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, so the revolution will not be televised. Got it.
I don't even think Black Lives Matter was a revolution.
You don't believe it was a revolution?
No. Nope.
Okay. But do y'all think anything of that nature could come back?
I think if it's organic... No. It would have to be organic. I've seen organic ideas, but organic ideas in our community don't get funded by us.
Yeah.
And if you can see an organic movement where people can fund it, it could work. But sometimes the manufactured ideas have come with funding. And so that's why they seem to work.
Well, because, you know, when we talk about the Black Lives Matter, we did that idea, right? But then it seems to me that we got all this other political backlash, so to speak, from doing the Black Lives Matter. Because from Black Lives Matter, was White Lives Matter, was All Lives Matter. Like, it seemed like it was
any
a
lives
protest.
Matter.
Blue Lives Matter.
You know, Blue Lives Matter. Right. Like, oh, I saw Red Lives Matter. Red Lives Matter was for the fire department. So it was like, you know, where were we all going at that time with this idea? Because it seemed like it all fell as soon as Black Lives Matter people were able to look underneath the skirt of it and find out that it, like you said before, it was a scam. Like the corporation of right. it. But the ideal principles behind what a lot of people were feeling at that time was like, hey, Black Lives Matter.
And that's what they play on, though. That's what they play on. You got to find the idea that plays on that emotion. So that's how it works. You know what I mean? So what's more powerful than saying the Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, all lives matter.
I think they was just jealous, you know? They was like, no, you're not going to say, my life is so important to
But while everybody, while everybody was fighting, some people was going to the bank.
Right, literally.
So, like,
as long as they got y'all divided,
they could conquer.
Right. No, that's a fact for sure.
Hey, I seen all the lives matter, and I was like, I was watching it. I was sitting back watching. I recorded a lot of stuff during that time. I got a lot of video.
Real quick, before we go to break, because I know we got to go to break. Were y'all outside during 2020 when the protests and stuff were happening?
Right.
I don't.
Or y'all stayed inside?
I was outside.
I was outside. I didn't say you had to commit a crime. I'm just saying, was you out in the march protesting?
I just don't want to incriminate myself.
Okay.
Benjamin in 2020 is a person you don't want to know.
Shout out T-Lo.
Yeah. I seen it all.
Yeah, T-Lo was outside.
I was outside.
The
mayor walked
to Washington,
D.C. during
that
time. Stuff.
Yeah.
But I wasn't participating. See, I was there, but I wasn't engaging in the idea. I was just there because I was an advocate. And a lot of those families that were screaming about police brutality and death in police custody, I was representing those families.
Got it.
Yeah,
shout out T-Lo.
I remember being down in Kenosha and just seeing how wild those buildings were burning. I've never seen anything like that before. Like in all honesty, it made me realize, like, dang, if we were to really go to war, that's what a war would really look like. A whole bunch of cars burning, exploding at any given moment.
Right.
Buses coming in, flying in with national security guards and stuff like that coming out. Like, it was crazy.
The first time I saw anything like that, it was when the Sherman Park incident had happened, or in the Sherman area. You remember that?
Yeah,
was that 2016?
Yeah, that was a riot. Yeah,
the riot here that was like that. But yeah.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Time to start jamming with Juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice. Juice World.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
Juice World.
Yes.
What's going on?
All right. So we got like 2 minutes, and I'm just going to say this real quick. So people are talking online about this young lady whose name is Dawn Robinson, who was a former member of En Vogue, who revealed to everybody that she is homeless and has been living in her car for the past 3 years. Now, I listened to the audio because I like En Vogue. You know, right. They had some nice songs and some hits and things
Destiny's
like that.
That was before Destiny's Child.
Yeah, like they were doing their thing, right? And so it's like, how you living in, representing you living in grown your car? And sex. How you living in your car? And apparently she said that, you know, at first she was living with her parents in Vegas or something like that, and then her mom kind of was being mean to her, so she said, okay, I gotta go. So she was living out of her car for a couple months, and she had told her manager. Her manager said, okay, well, you could stay with me for a little bit until, you know, I find you an apartment. He ended up putting her in a hotel, and 1 month turned to 2 months, turned to 3 months, turned to, like, it was, and it was getting expensive because her manager was paying for her to stay in this hotel.
And it was more money to pay for the hotel than to live with him.
Exactly. And so she said that she was trying to find apartments, but her manager kept messing around and wasn't really serious about getting the apartment. So she just been living out of her car for 3 years. But my thing is, girl, why don't you just get a job? Like, is that not on the table for you to just work? Why are you waiting for your manager to fix your problems? You a grown woman. Go work. Go find a job.
I don't know. It just seems like something ain't being told.
Hold yourself accountable.
Something ain't being told with this story, because this woman was in Vogue. It's a lot of men that would love to take care of her, or would use her as a trophy idea, or just even just, hey, look, you know, she was famous. It's a lot of people that would be like, hey, you can come and stay with me.
You know what? And maybe come out and said this, maybe she will. But the fact that she out here telling people that she's been living out of her car for the past 3 years, and you a grown person, you should have been decided, like, okay, if I don't have no gigs to be booked and I'm not making no money, let me just get something temporarily while I, you know, do shows on the side or something
like
that.
There was something wrong with her in the group, too.
Yeah.
Where they replaced her. They said she was hard to work with.
Yeah, and she said it was something with the contract or something. Right. Who knows? But, girl, go get a job. You
and
an
they on tour still.
Jesus.
All right, well, look, thank y'all for that pop culture report. We'll have more conversation when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.